Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad brains go get on you.
That's a Rhino Rhythm section bringing us back.
Even when times get rough.
Even when times get rough. And you've had enough.
Still
got to try, small business owners. That's what we do. That's what you do. It's the reason why you're the heroes. It's the reason why when people poll all the professions, you're on top. The only group higher than you maybe would be the military and the first responders. And God bless them, everyone. We'll keep them all on the pinnacle every time. No worries. But right under them are small business owners. And there's a reason for that. Because the way you do your business, the way you practice your trade out on Main Street, it's true, pure capitalism. You eat what you kill, and you don't ask for any kind of excuses, or you don't give excuses. You don't ask for help. You just do what you got to do, and that's the reason why you're the heroes of so many people. Welcome back. It's 17 of the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with Gerard Smeka. He is an attorney and co-founder of Consumer Action for a Strong Economy. Gerard, one of the things thanks again for being here. One of the things I want to cover in this segment is what we were talking about as we went to the break, and that is we were talking about the fact that all of us, the government made recommendations. Some governments made edicts and orders and things like that, mandates, but out here on Main Street, small business owners, we basically said, okay. That's the reason why I don't consider a company opening up their business against the wishes of the governor. I don't consider that to be nonviolent disobedience. We never gave them those rights. We just allowed them. We just gave them permission. We didn't hand them our liberties. What do you think?
Yeah, in a crisis, you really find out who people are. Their true colors really come out.
The character. The character or lack of which.
Yes. And, officials, elected officials, lawmakers, governors, and state officials, they have powers. And, like, they're... mandate really is, their oath should be to use them with restraint and, humility as much as possible. But the ones that are just coming out guns a-blazing, it's really very disturbing because people get hurt by this. And they are arbitrary and, through the flick of the switch, they can make tremendous impacts on people's lives. And it's not anything that's really based in, science or the data. It just seems to be some kind of whim. And they never really have to explain themselves. And it's great to see the, some of these courts, like in Oregon and Wisconsin, ruling that these...
The Wisconsin Supreme Court said the governor did not have the power to do some of the things he was doing. And the thing is, it's as if they've gotten addicted to this. It's like they're thriving on this new power. And Gerard, this is not you and me editorializing. I mean, when a mayor of Los Angeles says you can hang out in the wet sand, but you can't hang out in the dry sand. Holy mackerel! What is that? Or when you can't drive to another piece of property you have, or you can't have a certain number of people inside your car, even if it's all your family, or police officers are walking around in parks telling people to separate. My God, what kind of a police state is that, Gerard? And you know what else? One last thought. I know a person who carries a paper telling anybody who asks this person is essential, as if they were going to be stopped and asked for their papers. You wrote about this recently. Tell us about it.
Oh, I don't think wrote being stopped for their papers.
Yeah,
I know that they've talked about the having ID cards and that you have been tested.
Yeah.
It's not a topic I don't think I've written about, but we've seen quite a bit of it where these proposals are coming out, and sometimes you just wonder, are these leftist politicians, you know, auditioning for something? Are they catering to their own peer group, either the media, some people in their base? Some people we know are auditioning to be Joe, you know, Biden's Veep, and he's going further to the left. But the more disturbing trend overall is just the extent to which they disregard the economic activity that keeps this country functioning.
That's right.
And you see,
do you think that their goal, underlying goal, especially the ones on the left, the Democrats, their underlying goal of these governors and mayors is to really hurt the economy so it hurts the other side of the aisle?
It's hard not to draw that conclusion.
Isn't it?
You see them cheering on things like, the environment's cleaner now. Oh, well, 33 million people are out of work, and millions are suffering. People aren't getting hospital treatment. Well, the environment's cleaner. What's really disturbing about it is that it shows that their ideas, you know, we may have different policy views, but we would at least think that everybody's policy views are for the good of the people, are meant to help people. Well, they've disregarded that. They've showed that their sympathies are for the environment and for... They're almost like a cult that's rooted for a
It's a religion. It's a religion. There's no question. But here's the thing that I would say to them, to those people. When a small business collapses, a family collapses. Is that what you want on your head? That's what I would say to them.
I think they think that the more people that are dependent upon government, the better. The only conclusion. The extent to which they're now using this to push socialism even more, where it's...
Yeah.
what we need is entrepreneurship and small business and economic...
And liberty. More liberty. You can't, folks, my friends, you can't have entrepreneurship. You can't have a small business without liberty. We can't. Those two do not... They have to exist together. We come back. Gerard's going to talk to us about how our credit scores are being affected by the pandemic. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.